Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
On this big primary week here in South Carolina.
Yep.
And the important news, it's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now yeah. As opposed to other skinny Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
Mardi Gras, yeah? Time to party. Get yourself some beads. Or just skip that whole thing.
Pretty much what I do.
That's not your cup of tea.
That's more of a Catholic thing.
Is it?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't recall that being mentioned too much at church Sunday, so...
Yeah, I didn't hear anything this Sunday either, so I guess I'll just opt out. Plus if I move my regular Friday glass of wine to Tuesday, the whole week will just fall apart on me. I've got two tests on Wednesday, so.
Oh, there is that.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, where to begin today? My prediction. The media, CNN, right, debunked the whole Russia collusion 2020. Debunked by CNN, right? I mean, I've got the article right here.
Yeah. But that's not going to stop them.
No. So, I mean, it's not like this was debunked by Fox News or some conservative blog. It was debunked by CNN and separately by CNN's own Washington correspondent, Jake Tapper, in a 5-part tweet. Okay. So this is debunked news. This is not real. There is no intel that Russia is actively undermining the the election in to help Trump. They don't have it. There's no intel. I got another article to that effect today from CBS. It was published yesterday.
Catherine Herridge, by the way, who, defected from Fox News and went over to CBS. She was responsible for that one.
Yeah, actually, this one's by Olivia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gazes. But
I saw the one from Catherine.
But you're
Herridge,
right, though. Right. Catherine Herridge at CBS has also said the same thing. So you're correct. This is a different article, but it doesn't matter. Same thing. Okay, so they're all reporting the same thing.
So we have corroborating stories.
Meanwhile, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence pushed back Monday. This is from CBS on reports that a senior intelligence official told lawmakers that Russian government was actively aiding Trump's reelection. Okay. During the February 13 briefing, the intelligence community did not state that Russia is aiding the reelection of President Trump. And so what's happening here is you got Adam Schiff. He knows it was a classified hearing, right? So Adam Schiff, I mean, he lies. I could play the audio for you again of MSNBC. Wow, he lied to us last time he was on the air here. Let's have him back. And they just gaff it off and keep going. Adam Schiff lies. And one of the things he does is he leaks stuff from classified hearings so that it does not, you can't verify whether what he leaked is right, is true or not. There's no way to check the record to see if it was true. So we've got the intelligence agency saying, nope, didn't happen. We've got CNN reporting, nope, didn't happen. We've got John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor who was in the classified meeting, says, nope, that is absolutely not what what we were told. And so we got all of that. And guess what? It doesn't matter.
Nope.
It does not matter. Now we've got the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Robert Menendez, Sherrod Brown. These are all Senate Democrats urging Trump to impose sanctions on Russia for election interference, even though in this election, 2020 election, even though that has been debunked. Think about that for a minute. Russia is the world's, other than us, foremost nuclear power. the country, I don't know about you, Lee, I would least like to go to war with.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, yes.
Yeah, okay. We still have tanks on their borders sitting there. But can you imagine if Russia rolled tanks into Mexico and sat there glaring at us across the border?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how that would feel? Because I know how that would make me feel. I'd think we were on the verge of war. Well, we already have that. Obama put them in place. Trump left them there. Trump has since sanctioned Russia. So we have Senate Democrats demanding Trump impose sanctions on Russia for election interference. That has been debunked by the mainstream media. And so I had to see the text of this letter they wrote to Trump, because I was like, sanctions for what? For what? I mean, if there's election interference, you ought to at least be able to put in writing, right, what it is. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Is it machines? They inside boards of elections? They hacked in there? They hacked the DNC again? What did they do? What is the election interference? What specifically are they doing? Because if you want them to stop it, right, shouldn't you say what it is? So they'll know what to stop.
That's usually the way it works.
I mean, you know, this is a nuclear-armed country with a warlike predisposition over the last, 50 years. We had a Cold War with them. So, I mean, if you're going to sanction them and tell them to stop, shouldn't you tell them what they're doing? Nope. Nowhere in this entire letter, you can find this at The Hill, Senate Democrats urge Trump administration to impose sanctions on Russia for election interference. Nowhere in here does it say what Russia is doing to interfere in this election. And you know why that is? Because they don't know. There's no intelligence. There is no specific intelligence delineating what Russia is doing. As CNN explained exhaustively yesterday, all they have is a vague idea that since Trump likes to make deals, maybe they can work with him to make a deal with Russia. In other words, the same perception of Trump every other country has. Man on the street in America would describe Trump that way. They have no election interference. So we're supposed to sanction Russia. Can you imagine how this looks to Russia? We're supposed to sanction Russia for debunked election interference. I mean, I don't blame them in Russia for thinking we're a half-cocked, third-world, banana republic, loony bin of a country, menacing them on the border. This is crazy stuff. I mean, and here's what kills me. These Democrats go off on Trump for saying, he's half-cocked. You know, the way he handles these countries is dangerous, could lead us into war, right? Isn't that what we're told all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is as half-cocked as it comes. This is crazy. I mean, you want to start a war with the world's foremost nuclear power besides ourselves? This is a good way to do it, over nothing. Literally nothing.
Well, and they as usual, have painted the president into a corner with this, because now if he tries to do anything to get this situation settled, if he tries to make any appeasement toward Russia or, play nice in any way, we'll see, he's just Putin's puppet again. I mean, that's the narrative that they've got, and this is the way they keep portraying it. And, it's sort of an interesting and quite honestly kind of a smart political move, but it's at the peril of peace and security.
That's based on lies. I mean, just the absolute boldness of demanding sanctions for something that's been debunked by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
I predicted yesterday that the Democrats would carry on as if this hadn't been debunked. And I also predicted that the media would carry on as if this hadn't been debunked.
And correct on both counts.
Yeah. They just pretend that it's real and then just continue reporting. I mean, we live in wacko Looney Tune La La Land. I mean, this is crazy. And these are the people who were terrified of war with Iran. Which we were going to, how would we lose a war with Iran, Lee? How would that happen?
Only if we never fired back.
Right. That'd be the only way. But they're out there provoking provoking Russia over literally nothing. Like, they can't even delineate in a letter, in writing, what Russia did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Unbelievable. You know what's amazing? 17 lies to the FISA court, every one of them a potential felony. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, it's perjury. And until now, we've never even known the name of Case Agent 1. That's the guy they're blaming for all of it. That's a distraction, by the way. Stephen Sommer is his name. You know, he's still employed at the FBI. I mean, wow. How long have we known all this wasn't true? Years? Still working here. Anyway, he's been referred by the DOJ IG, David Horowitz, for disciplinary review. Folks, this is the agency. 17 laws. And so this is the agency that just tried to put Roger Stone in prison for lying to them for 7 to 9 years. This is the DOJ that did that. The DOJ, Rod Rosenstein, signed those FISA applications. The FBI signed those FISA applications. Andrew McCabe signed them. So did James Comey. They're still walking around. Roger Stone just got sentenced. I mean, my job is, it just drops every day at how they're weaponizing these courts, folks. It's really terrifying to watch. And now, this will be completely ignored, but it is a bombshell. John Solomon breaking this. Newly declassified FBI documents contradict Mueller team's claims in court. Did they lie again? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they did. They've got something called a 302. 302 is supposed to be an investigative tool, but it's a weapon. What it is a piece of paper. And instead of recording conversations, they write down their perceptions of them. The FBI agents. So you never have to produce an original recording. It's just whatever you feel, he said. You can make two or three. If you don't like what the first one says, just write one that contradicts it 180 degrees. And it looks like the Mueller team did. It was a Freedom of Information Act request. And they got the 302s from George Papadopoulos. Remember they used Papadopoulos to justify the opening. Papadopoulos was talking to this guy, Mifsud, who supposedly had Russian connections. They used Papadopoulos' conversation with Mifsud to open Crossfire Hurricane, right? Now, keep in mind, in the text between Strzok and Page, right as Trump's elected, they admit they have nothing. There's no there. So you knew reading those texts, they had to make something up or they couldn't spy on Team Trump with a FISA warrant. had to make something up. They needed something, had to make it up. So we're told that George Papadopoulos lied to the FBI. They convicted him. He pled guilty, served jail time. And now we find out, yeah, George Papadopoulos didn't lie to the FBI. They lied about him in court. Now get to why you might plead guilty if you get a good plea deal, even though you're innocent. I'll get to that in a second. The cost of fighting the FBI is prohibitive. And when there's no recorded conversation, just what they say you said, you're not going to win. You can go broke trying, but you're still going to end up in prison probably for a lot longer. He took the plea deal. And now we find out what they did to him. The 302 is out. The story was that Joseph Masoud was in America. Papadopoulos knew it. He withheld the information from the FBI. He also wouldn't tell him what, you know, Masoud had said to him about Hillary's emails. He withheld it all, and it undermined their investigation, right? He didn't. The original 302, he offered to cooperate, told them he was in America, told him when he thought Masoud was coming back to America, and told him in extensive detail what Masoud had said to him. That is the opposite of what the Mueller team said in court. And then they buried the 302 with those notes in it. That's called exculpatory evidence, folks. You have to turn that over to a court of law. You have to do it. You can't not do it. It's not an option. It's like if you are trying to prosecute a guy for bank robbery and you've got ironclad evidence he didn't do it, you have to turn that over if you are a police organization, a law enforcement organization. That is American jurisprudence 101. They didn't tell the court about the 302. And then they lied. They flat out lied. In the sentencing documents, this is the Mueller team, folks. This is the first evidence that we have that the Mueller team lied in court. Why would they do that? Well, they needed some convictions to make it look like something criminal went on surrounding Russia. Yes. But why would they do that? Because they're the cleanup crew. They had to hide the fact that when they launched a probe to spy on the campaign of the United States of America, you know, President of the United States of America, that they had no evidence. They needed to create some. So they did. And they had to lie to a court of law to do it. So they did. This is unbelievable. I mean, did you not see Roger Stone last week go to prison? Did you see that? For lying to the FBI? They just lied to the court again. What are we up to, 18 now? Lying to the FISA court. Signed under penalty of perjury. Under penalty of perjury. Signature. It's not misinformation. It's not misunderstanding. It's a lie. It's called perjury. And they did it to Papadopoulos. They did it to these people are walking around, these FBI agents. They are criminals. Devin Nunes nailed this. He said this is what he told John Solomon, Representative Devin Nunes, member of Congress. The declassified 302s provide our first evidence of the Mueller team lying to the court. Yeah, they did. They lied. See, but when the prosecutors do it, when the investigators do it, that's perjury. It's a crime. It's not just a lie. You don't get to go into court and lie about someone you want to convict. It does not work that way in this country. In China, sure. Yeah, that's how it works. In fact, that's the very policy that China tried to put on Hong Kong, and it led to riots in the streets. That's what they are fighting over. The Chinese police system was going to be imposed on the Hong Kong system, which is the police have all right of review and you have none. It's whatever they say. They want to present evidence. Great. They want to withhold evidence. You're innocent. That's fine, too. That had people in Hong Kong rioting in the streets, folks. Things burning. And the FBI just did it here. Now, here's what's interesting. Watch this. Watch this. While they send people to prison for lying to them. It's a non-story. It's your biggest story today. The Mueller team lied in court. Are you saying, seriously, yeah, perjured themselves? Yes, lied. Withheld evidence from the court? Yes. Non-news story. It's not even news. You want to know where the news is? The news is what they won't talk about.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Good morning to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Text writes, good morning. You got to quit saying David Horowitz instead of Michael. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I used to work for David Horowitz and it's burned into my brain. Michael Horowitz, Inspector General. I stand corrected. Text writes, isn't Jussie Smollett being charged with a hate crime and lying to investigators? Look what it took. Look at the police chief. Who pushed it? Where's he? Gone. They found a way to get rid of him. That's the price. You want to go after one of them, somebody who has liberal privilege is what I mean by one of them, somebody who has liberal privilege, you're out the door. And by the way, the fact that that police chief was black too, like Jussie Smollett, did not protect him. Ended up having to resign. He'd fallen asleep, I think, in the patrol car, which was not a big deal. Until he threw the gauntlet down and said Jussie Smollett faked a hate crime, and he did not appreciate it. So he's gone. I mean, you cannot go after the untouchable classes. You can't in America. That's what it took to get Jussie Smollett. How many years did it take? Wait, over a year before we could charge him? In the meantime, he went back to work. Did you see Roseanne get that? Did she get that deal? She didn't even break a law. She didn't even lie to the police. She got kicked off her own show. Jussie Smollett went back to work. Whose offense was bigger? Just saying. Texter writes, there was a good one in here too I wanted to read. Oh, Texter writes, but Tara, I want Putin to help Trump get reelected. Apparently Putin loves making America great again too. I know, Mr. Pro-American President. Must be working for Russia. Does that even make sense? Texter writes, hey, Tara, there is no Republican presidential primary and everyone can vote in the Democrat presidential primary. Thanks for letting me know that. Yes, you can. I'm not sure if it's advisable, but you can. We'll get into that later on today. So here's a problem. Here's a problem with this go vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary thing, right? And listen, if you disagree with me on this, I want to hear from you because I could be persuaded the other way. Republicans, since there's no Republican presidential primary, go vote in the Democrats' primary. They do it in ours all the time. My husband buys this, by the way. He's going to go vote for Bernie Sanders. So we're divided in my house. I'd love to hear the arguments either way. Here's the problem. When this whole movement started to, you know, let's go vote for Bernie in the Republican primary, because, you know, Joe's supposed to win the state. He's still a little ahead of Bernie. Let's go do Operation Chaos. At the time, Joe Biden was still a pretty strong candidate. Right? So the idea is to take Joe out. Well, Joe's a weak candidate now. And so if you vote for Bernie in the primary, here's my worry. The one person who's advising we all do that, vote for Bernie, take Joe out. You know who that is? Michael Bloomberg. Who, yes, had a disastrous performance in the Democrat primary last week. But if you look at the tape, you really watch it. Yeah, it was a disastrous performance for a Democrat debate. Because he was an unabashed capitalist. How would that performance have played in a general election debate? Really well. Michael Bloomberg would have rocked. He scared me more at that Democrat primary than he has since I've seen him. $2 billion. Nobody's ever spent that in a race before. And I know I'm going to get the text. Yeah, but I mean, you've seen all the negative stuff about him on the internet. Yeah, so? You've seen all the negative stuff about Trump on the internet? It's the same kind of stuff. scandals with women, payoffs to women. It cancels out when Bloomberg runs about against Trump, and Trump knows it. I think Bloomberg is the most dangerous person in that field. And let me tell you what, that dragon has not been slain yet. He merely got knocked back on his rump. The whole establishment wants Bloomberg. So here's the thing. You vote Bernie. This is where it gets complicated. You vote Bernie in the primary, right? You're going to go Operation Chaos him. Well, who does that help? Bloomberg. Biden is a weak candidate. I have never been scared of Biden. I'm still not. Biden looks good on paper. Folks, he's run for president before. He's never gotten out of a Democrat primary. That'll tell you something. He's not a talented politician. Oh, by the way, did you see Biden's rally? You know, he tried to hold a rally here. Tried would be the operative word. Did you see the sparse crowd? Almost nobody showed up to Biden's rally. Biden is not dangerous. So we can keep Biden in through Super Tuesday. He's going to split the vote with Bloomberg. I'm hoping Hiawatha stays in too. Because I'm telling you what, it doesn't look like it now. This is going to come down to a Bernie versus Bloomberg race. Oh, you see this in the articles this morning. Biden's donors are fleeing the ship for Bloomberg. So they still think Bloomberg's viable. I'm telling you what, you know what's going to happen if Bloomberg gets this nominee? Bloomberg will beat Trump. I know that sounds crazy. He will. Let me tell you why. Because all those mushy moderates, Republicans in the suburbs, will go, oh, I get to keep the economy, but I'll have a guy who's not embarrassing. Bloomberg positioned himself in that Democrat debate as a capitalist. And he's going to make the argument, you can keep the Trump economy. I'm going to make it better. There is no other Democrat in the field that will make that argument. Not one. They don't even have economic plans beyond give everybody $15 an hour. So, I you know, like I said, maybe I'll be persuaded. My husband's voting for Bernie. We disagree on this. I'd love to hear from you. If you're voting for Bernie, why? Why you think that's a good idea? If you're voting for somebody else in a primary, why you think that's a good idea? If you don't think it's a good idea to vote in the primary at all, I'm not voting in the primary. I hate when they vote in our primary. I don't think two wrongs makes a right. So I'm not down for that. I'm also not down with the idea of voting for Bernie, period, because I'm telling you, there's a lot more Democrats than there are of us. And if they swamp us with a big turnout, doesn't matter who their nominee is. If they do blue wave, whoever we put in, whoever is the Democrat nominee is going to be the president. We might end up normalizing communism, folks, voting for Bernie. And I'm getting lots of texts about you and your husband disagree. Yes, we do. We've gone three rounds on this. We love each other. We're good friends. So we're having a fun debate over it. But it's been going on for days. The kids are taking sides and everything. So, I mean, I'm willing to hear an argument, obviously, about this, even in my own house. But I'm telling you, Bernie is dangerous. Look, folks, if you think we're just going to win because Trump's good right now, it's a numbers game. Let me point you back to recent history. 2018, you know, the part where we lost the House of Representatives, that part where Trump campaigned for those no good, ridiculous Republicans. And we lost the House of Representatives. Why? We turned out in record numbers for a midterm. We did. We didn't fail. We did our job. But so did they. And there's more of them. So I'm just saying, if we max out our wave and they max out their wave, they win. So whoever we pick is who's going to win. And I'm telling you, that wave's going to come. It doesn't matter whose name is painted on that Democrat rock. This, for them, this is about Trump. So I am terrified. I am terrified to walk into that booth and pull a lever for Bernie Sanders. I absolutely am. If I were to do it, and I'm not voting in the primary, but if I were to do it, I'd vote for Biden. By the way, even Jim McLaughlin said, Trump's own pollster, that what the elites wanted was to have the nomination wrapped up by Super Tuesday so they could begin to focus on Trump. That's what they want. That's what Jim McLaughlin said on Fox News. The best way to do that is actually to vote for Biden in the primary. Both are really bad choices, though. Texter writes, Blue Wave, have you seen the numbers they release after each Trump rally? Huge numbers of self-identified Democrats are attending. Yes. But you know what we don't know? Are they representative of something? Or is there just 5,000 Democrats in every state who want to meet Trump? That's not enough to win. I don't know. And we, you know, here's the thing. You don't either. We could crush them in a red wave because Trump has expanded the party, or we could get crushed. Nobody knows. And that's the danger of voting in this primary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ha! I always wondered about this. Your mom used to tell you, you'll catch your death from the cold. Put on your jacket. And then the studies came out that showed that cold weather doesn't actually make you sick, right? Oh, if my mom was still alive, I would send her this article. Well, it turns out that's kind of true. Cold weather doesn't make you sick, but being cold can actually make it easier for you to get sick. Research has shown that cold temperatures weaken your immune system and your ability to fight infection. So the longer you spend in the cold, the higher your chances of actually getting sick. You know, of course, obviously can't get sick without being exposed to germs. But in the winter, this is easier as people stay indoors and closer together in general, and it makes it easier for viruses to spread. So your mom was right. Make sure you wear your coat. And of course, wash your hands often. Good advice for not getting sick. I can't believe I haven't been sick this winter yet. I usually get a couple of doozers by now. I don't know about you. It's just been a stomach flu this year. Texture writes, hey, Tira, on my thinking on voting in the Democrat primary, it is a very dicey proposition. If you're going to do it, I'm not. You are so right on this. Can't think of South Carolina ultimately causing a Democrat to be president, so says Alan. Now, the texture writes, can we write in Trump on the Democrat primary ballot? Oh, I don't know. Texture writes, Tara, check your facts. Trump did not campaign for members of the House during the 2018 election cycle. Yes, he did. He absolutely did. Extensively, but we played the audio clips of it. Texture writes, he did campaign for the Senate too. And he did retain the Senate. It's a good point, though. I will give you a point on that. Trump did lose the House, but he did retain the Senate. Barely, but he did retain the Senate. There's just a lot more of them than us. It's not even about making the best argument anymore. It's a numbers game, and they know it. Texture writes, cold weather can still kill you even if you don't get sick. Yeah, you don't go lay out in the snow in your front lawn. If you live in the northern parts of the upstate, get plenty of that. Texture writes, the only thing you're wrong about is Bernie is more dangerous than Bloomberg, period. Bernie could beat Trump, Bloomberg and Trump. Americans don't understand healthcare insurance and what our economy consists of. BlackRock, Vanguard, and Morgan Stanley not only manage United Health, but our TSPs and 401ks, Bernie wants to blow up the table. Trump wants to negotiate a better deal. These people are like Larry Fink, deal in trillions, not billions. I seriously fear for the future of our country, your friendly neighborhood janitor. I think Bloomberg's more dangerous than Bernie. Let me tell you why. Because Bloomberg is stealth. He's going to repeal everything Trump's done. His party will demand it of him. But he's going to run as a capitalist. And so once again, the American people are going to be confused. They're going to think he's one of them. He's not. He's a socialist just like the rest of them. But with Bernie, you actually get the real deal. We could for one time campaign against what they actually are, not what they're pretending to be. I still would prefer Bernie. Texter writes, no, you cannot write in any names in the primary Saturday per Conway Belongia. I have to check on that one. I don't know. Texter writes, Terry, you need to read Sidney Powell's book, License to Lie. It's all about the DOJ. I'll put it on my list. Um, Texture writes, just the thought of casting a ballot for an admitted socialist makes me nauseous. Yes, it does. I'm with you on that. I can't do it. My husband wants to hurt them, so that's why he's, you know, wants to cast the vote. Texture writes, if you vote for on Saturday, vote for Biden to keep him in the race since he cannot win in November. Do not vote for Bernie. You're right that we can't support Sanders. Texter writes, I agree. We need to keep Biden alive. Another texter writes, at least if we have Bernie as a candidate, we can expose socialism for the abomination it is. Yeah. And again, me saying vote for Biden, it's literally because that's not what the elites in the Democrat Party want. Here's Jim McLaughlin, Trump pollster.
So South Carolina, right. There are 54 pledged delegates, yep. But that can break apart a lot of different ways.
Yep, because the delegates are what they call proportional, depending upon what percentage of the vote that you get here. The guy who's all the pressure is on him right now, it's Joe Biden, because Joe Biden always said this was going to be his firewall, mm-hmm. Especially among African-American voters in South Carolina. If he doesn't win here, he's basically done for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people saying he's done already. This is his make or break.
But coming up after.
Yeah, so Biden goes down. Bloomberg owns that lane. His vote total automatically doubles. Because Elizabeth Warren will get out too. And now he's ahead of Bernie. And he can beat Trump. He can, I'm telling you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.